Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. The question was, why can't we follow the footsteps of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, in increasing the washing into the biceps and into the middle of our legs? It's very simple. Because all the companions who reported how the Prophet performed wudu, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the scholars say there are about 10 of them, of the companions. Among them we know Uthman and Abdullah ibn Zayd. We just took their hadith. But there are 8 more. So the scholars say among these 10 narrations and the description of the wudu, none of them described that the Prophet ﷺ used to wash up till the middle of his arm or to the biceps. And none of them even went to say that he washed his feet up to the middle of the legs. And Allah commanded us in the Quran specifically to wash the arms till the elbows. Allah told us do this. So we have to stop at this point and follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Moving on to the following hadith. The hadith of Anas ibn Malik. Oh, you got a question? Yes.
Sheikh, you mentioned earlier that if you do things which is not according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it could be considered as aggression.
Yes.
And that would
no,
be
no, no,
haram.
No. I was talking about the wudu.
Yeah, so
the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that whoever does more is actually doing an act of aggression.
Right. So since you have 9 of the Sahabas doing a certain way and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is doing a certain way which is more than the way it is prescribed, was it okay or how would you consider that?
It's very simple. First of all, the 10 of the companions who described the wudu of the Prophet alayhi salam, they were telling us what they saw. Abu Huraira was not. Did Abu Huraira say that the Prophet did this? No. And that is why he said to them, had I known you were watching, I wouldn't have done it. So this is something for himself. Of course, being a companion of the Prophet, being Arab, he is one of the greatest scholars of the companions. So he has the ability and the tool to make ijtihad. If he makes a good ijtihad, he has 2 rewards. If he makes the wrong choice and ijtihad, he's got 1 reward. And that is why we cannot compare this to that. The companions, it's a rule of thumb. All companions, whatever they do, they would never innovate. They would make the wrong decision, but they would not innovate in Islam. This is agreed upon among all scholars. The companions do never, ever innovate. No bid'ah. But they may make the wrong decision. They make the wrong choice, thinking that this is best and this is closer to the sunnah, but it was wrong. Allah would reward them for that. We move on to the second hadith. Hadith number 12. Who will read it for us? Yes, raise your voice, please.
Narrated Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. Whenever the Prophet, may Allah's blessing be upon him, went to the lavatory, he would say, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the bad and evil things. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith.
Okay, this is the supplication whenever the Prophet ﷺ wanted to answer the call of nature, would say before going in. And it was reported in 2 versions. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith, or Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. So khubuth and khubth. What is the difference? The difference, the one with the khubuth, they say that this is the plural of females. And al-khubth is anything that is bad. So females of the devils and the males, or al-khubth wal-khaba'ith, anything that is bad, that is rotten, that is evil, that is yani not pleasing. The Prophet is seeking refuge in Allah from all of that. And here we do not have Bismillah. So is it sunnah to say Bismillah or not? It is a sunnah. Why?
Sheikh, there is another hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he said that if a person mentions the name of Allah and then enters the toilet, Allah puts a screen on the eyes of the shaitan and he could not see your privy.
This is exactly the case. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the barrier, the screen between the eyes of the jinn and our private parts is to say Bismillah. And you've noticed that in every single thing we do, we always say Bismillah. We mention the name of Allah before slaughtering, before reciting the Quran, before going around the Kaaba, before having intercourse with our wives, before eating, before a lot of things. Why? Because without the guidance and support and a dependence on Allah Azza wa Jal, we could not exist in this life. So, saying A'udhu Billahi Min Al-Khubuthi Wal-Khaba'ith is an indication that these places are inhabited by the jinn, by the devils. And so a lot of the scholars say that one must not sit in the lavatories, in the toilets, for longer than he needs. Do people sit in the bathrooms for longer than what they need? Yes. I remember going into one of my friend's houses and I wanted to go to the toilet. So he showed me his toilet. I went in and I found this big of magazines, car magazines, novels, stories, next to the toilet seat. And when I went out and said, "Akhi, what is this?" He said, "I spend a lot of time, maybe an hour and a half. So I'd like to read and have fun and do these things." This is not permissible. This is not permissible for you to waste or to spend time unnecessarily in that place. You are to go, answer the call of nature, and leave, because these places are inhabited by the devils and you don't want to be one of their casualties, unfortunately. Okay, do we have any questions before we move on? Faisal, is it?
Yes, if you forget to mention Allahumma inni before going to the lavatory, so can we lip read it as you said it before?
If you remember in the middle, yes. But if you finish and leave, this is something has been already done. So it is permissible for you, if you remember while in the lavatory, to say A'udhu Billahi Min Khubthi Wal Khaba'ith, because seeking refuge in Allah is a continuous issue. Yes, Sheikh.
Sheikh, is it true that if you speak in the lavatory, the angels, they have to enter, otherwise they don't enter the lavatory when you go in the lavatory?
Well, this is not true. The angels are divided into a number of groups. Some of them are the angels of mercy. And these angels of mercy who come to the house and seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness and mercy for you. So while you're in the house, they say, "Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy on him." These angels, if you have drawings, if you have statues in your house, they will not enter. They're prevented. If you have a dog in your house, they will not enter. So one would say, "Ah, is that true? Wow, that's good. So I will get a dog and I will do all haram things and there are no angels to know about this." Well, this is foolish, because the one with you who writes and records the bad deeds never leaves you at all. So he's 24/7 with you. Having said that, when you are in the lavatories, the angels of mercy are so bashful and they are shy, they would usually come out until you answer the call of nature. But the angel that records the sins and the good deeds is always there with you. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.